This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Who let this guy in here? Why am I here on a Sunday?
It's the Halloween hangover edition.
What we've done is we've took Mark and Ian and thrown them out of the studio tonight so that it could be myself, the captain.
Eagles Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And we are here tonight on this Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, of course, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And if you would like to join us, please give us a call. We'll get you on the air and talk about, well, whatever you want. You can take control. We have some things on deck that we would like to talk about, including I brought in some prep today that I wanted to talk about on Saturday, actually, that we didn't get to. But there's a hidden crisis, and that is elderly people are dying from isolation as a result of the government lockdowns due to what they call the COVID-19 coronavirus.
I mean, if we were going to be okay letting them die of coronavirus, isn't isolation just as bad?
I actually think it's worse, right? But we can get into that and talk about that. We also have some stuff that you guys brought in, including, can you guess who votes Trump or Biden based on the content of their refrigerator?
Softy.
Out of RT. We have something from Mises, how to limit social media's power without growing government. I love the content over there at Mises Institute. Those guys put out some great stuff. And a bit of satire from the Babylon Bee. Richie Rich brought in the official Babylon Bee voter's guide. This should be fun. So, and plus,
as we ramp into the Tuesday election,
indeed,
you might want to know how Babylon Bee wants you to vote.
Indeed. And whether or not you should, for that matter. Right?
I won't be. I won't be.
Okay. What about you? Are you voting?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yep. For neither.
Well, let's kick things off straight away with a phone call. We have Kenneth in Colorado calling. Kenneth, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Been amping for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if any of you is aware of what Patrick Byrne has been up to lately.
I'm not familiar with the name.
No.
Fill us in.
He's been working with people in the FBI over the last several years, literally doing battle with the deep state. And it's not a joking matter. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a real thing. I've put three links in the show prep,
mm-hmm,
to his website. And apparently most of our worst fears are going down right now. And there are plans to conduct a violent coup during the election. Again, this sounds crazy, but it's apparently real.
Well, that's interesting because I have seen some things cross my feeds, my news feeds, my social media feeds, where many folks apparently are preparing for some sort of social unrest during the election or at the result of the election announcement anyway, whether it's the right or the left who are going to be upset about, oh, my guy didn't win or whatever. There appear to be many people preparing for something. So is this sort of what you're alluding to?
I think it would be unwise to not be prepared for something,
yeah,
at this point.
Essentially, this is not just a bunch of nuts that don't... Hello?
Yep,
yeah, we're here.
Oh, okay, I'm watching the feed and we're not in sync, of course.
Don't watch the feed.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen with your ears, not your eyes.
A bunch of nuts that don't know what they're doing. Apparently, they have help from the deep state. And this is from Patrick Byrne himself. I know he comes across as quite unusual,
mm-hmm,
but I'm ready to believe him after spending the weekend reading material going back a couple months. Basically, he had a gentleman's agreement with people in the FBI to stay quiet because they were going to do something about it, and they haven't done something about it.
So when you say they're getting help from the deep state, is this like the pallets of bricks that were strewn about riot areas that nobody knew where they came from. Like, here, rioters, have some bricks. A little bit of assistance.
What exactly do you mean they're getting help from the deep state? Can you...
I mean, we're talking about people like Comey and people like Brennan, I believe, is the guy's name. So we're talking about the CIA and the FBI.
Assisting whom?
Pardon me?
Assisting whom?
Assisting various bureaucrats at every level in the government to recruit troublemakers.
Okay.
To what end?
To the end that essentially what the bottom line is, and I'm not a Trump fan, bottom line is that they've been planning to have their man in the White House, or woman as it were, in the White House for the last 15 years, and apparently they had stuff on Obama, and they've coerced Obama into helping them, and that's what all this weird Russiagate stuff and all this stuff is about. They were planning to do in Republicans for a long time because they thought, apparently, that they were the big threat at the time. Probably would be the same thing with the Democrats.
They've got nothing on Trump. Trump train. Choo-choo.
Well, this is the funny thing. Apparently, they don't have anything on Trump. I mean, there's plenty of things you don't not to like about Trump, but that's beyond the discussion.
Well, I think the idea that there's no corruption that can be revealed on this guy is a little unbelievable.
Well,
I would agree.
I believe he's a friend of the show, and for a good reason.
Trump?
If you look at one of the links I gave you, where he goes into great detail about his history with the FBI.
Where did you put these links, Kenneth, so we can look them up?
You find that what he's done. I'm sorry?
Where did you place the links? You said in show prep. Where
I put them in the show prep on, what's the name of the tool? Element.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Can you pick one of the websites and just say what the link is for people who are listening?
Involved here. It's deepcapture.com.
Deepcapture.com? Okay, and just for folks who are listening, if they want to go look it up.
Yeah. His history with the FBI goes back 8 years, and it's actually over 8 years, and it's well documented. Goes back to the financial, the banking thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was involved in that. And when I say well-documented, I don't mean you can go and read about it. I'm saying it's all public. Okay, what happened? This gal they put in they helped this Russian spy. He helped this Russian spy get put in jail. And it turns out that was all for a ruse. So they could connect it to this Russian, Russiagate stuff. They've been planning to smear somebody with Russiagate since before Trump ran.
Interesting. All right. Well, Kenneth, we do appreciate the call. Thanks for letting us know, and we'll take a look at some of that stuff. And for our listeners, we'll make sure that we put that website where they can find it. Thanks.
The first link is videos, so I'm not going to watch those.
Yeah. I do want to say that, I mean, nothing surprises me, right, when it comes to this election. My experience with the election process, or at least the bombardment of all things election during the election season, if you will, is that there's all sorts of incredible things that are said and all sorts of things that are revealed. Do I doubt that one side or the other side is funding something to try and discredit the other side? No, absolutely not. I believe fully that all of these things are happening, and as incredulous as they may sound, because this is a struggle for power.
Can you imagine the late-breaking scandal that's going to come out tomorrow? Right? Like, right. What's the big one that's going to drop right before the election? Because I was talking to another buddy of mine. He's like, no, they ramp up scandals.
Well, this is a weird one, though, because, I mean, almost any other election, like, there's a very specific time. Like, you want this to drop for enough time for people to process whatever your information is, but not so much time that they've kind of gotten used to it and forgotten about it, because there's a very specific time. Okay, this particular Tuesday, that's when we need this to be digested and still important in people's minds. Now, this election, I mean, there's tens of thousands of people that had voted weeks ago. We don't have the same timing issue that we usually do.
Well, in fact, that timing issue sort of I don't want to say backfired, but it had the potential to backfire on whatever things were being planned. Because if you vote early and then something comes out, you might want to change your mind before
people are already asking for that. Yeah. They're like, how do I change my vote? That's now a trending Google search.
Yeah, and, you know, what if you could change your vote whenever you wanted to? Wouldn't that be great?
You mean it's not like my credit card purchases?
Yeah. No, there's no cash back, bro. 855-450-3733 is our phone number if you want to join us. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin tops 13,000 and breaks its own record for consecutive days above 10,000. Satoshi Nakamoto, if alive, enters the top 200 world's wealthiest people. VC, International Monetary Fund Manager, warns of major financial reset imminent. PayPal begins selling and accepting Bitcoin. Bitcoin goes mainstream. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
On a multidimensional probe, the SysGov Trans-Temporal Vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, SysGov's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th wherever books are sold. Visit BayBooks@Bay.com for more.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
From New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter in the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast, only the traitor, Ashok Badal, and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. It is war he wants. It is war he will get. Bane Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
Yes, it is. Free Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody. The Sunday night edition. Tonight, we're changing things up. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me in the studio, it's...
Speakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And we were, in the previous segment, talking about some conspiracy theories of a potential violent coup. And we'll, you know, provide you some more information in our social media links if you are on them, our Twitter and that sort of a thing. If you want to go check that stuff out, it's some interesting stuff. The articles that the caller shared with us weren't very article-y. There were a couple of videos and that kind of a thing, so we didn't want to dive too deep into that without reviewing all the information that's there. But
just on a surface look, it's it looks like he resigned from Overstock and came out with all of these very interesting claims about the FBI and the CIA and the Russians.
And there's no longer an overstock of firearms in the country.
Oh. Well, and for our listeners who don't know, Overstock.com was one of the first large internet retailers to take Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies, for that matter. So there is some interest that we have here. We just don't know enough about the situation to speak intelligently. So we'll move on. I brought in some show prep tonight that I wanted to get to on Saturday. This is from NBCNews.com. The hidden COVID-19 health crisis. Elderly people are dying from isolation. The lockdowns and visitor restrictions meant to protect nursing home residents from the coronavirus can also threaten their lives. Now,
so either way, they're going to die.
We've all heard about if you're against the masks, you must want to kill grandma.
And if you want a haircut, you must want to kill grandma.
So apparently if you support the lockdowns, the isolation in and of itself can also kill grandma. So
everyone wants to kill grandma.
Yeah.
And this is an interesting sort of Aristotelian mean of if you go too far in either direction, you have a problem. Because if you look at what happened in New York City, like, they had the worst numbers on this. I mean, like, the 10 most populated cities combined had better numbers than New York City.
Yeah.
Because he was sending COVID patients into these nursing homes and withdrawing the ability to sue them for doing that.
Yeah.
So on the one hand, don't do that. On the other hand, like, you have a lot of crazy stories about, I couldn't see my husband, so I had to get a job at his nursing home.
I did see that story.
Yeah, we covered that in one of the episodes of Free Talk Live, specifically that particular story.
So let's see what that leads to.
So this starts out, you know, NBC News is a little fluffy with their stories. It's talking about Chester Pesky, age 98. He loved to sit in the lunchroom at Copperfield Hill and talk about other memory care residents, everything from the weather to history to his hometown of Minneapolis, 6 miles away. While he had Alzheimer's disease, Pesky still recognized his children when they came to the Robbinsdale, Minnesota facility for weekly visits. He would talk and talk and talk, Roberg said with a laugh. Then in March, there was almost no one that Pesky could talk to. When the pandemic hit, long-term care facilities across the country, including Copperfield Hill, shut their doors to visitors and largely kept residents in their rooms, suspending most group activities and communal meals to protect residents from COVID-19. Pesky was hard of hearing, so phone calls were a struggle. Roberg's only lifeline to her father was the staff of the facility, who reassured her that he was doing well.
See, Captain, but if they had not done the lockdowns, he would have died in March or April. By doing the lockdowns, even though he's in isolation, he lived another 6 months, longer than he would have. The lockdowns kept him alive.
But is that living? The first sign of a problem came in mid-May when her father tested positive for COVID-19. Roberg prayed for his health, but was relieved when his case appeared to be asymptomatic. Then in late May, Roberg got another alarming call from the facility. It wasn't the virus, they said. Something else was wrong. His head was down into his chest, and he was sitting slumped into his wheelchair. Her father's aide said, according to Roberg, he was not perky, his normal chatty self. Roberg later learned that her father, who'd always had a healthy appetite, had been losing weight. I don't know how you lose weight in an elderly care home unless, you know, you're like working out.
Well,
and
I stop eating.
Right? You stop eating, exactly.
That's the biggest part.
Even more isolated in quarantine after his COVID-19 diagnosis, he was becoming quiet and disengaged, even with the staff members who tended to him, a nurse later told her. He still had no coronavirus symptoms. He was just withdrawn, according to Roberg, an administrator at Copperfield Hill. Roberg was hopeful that he would bounce back with more hands-on attention from the facility. But 4 days later, on June 2nd, she got another call. She needed to come right away. Her father was dying. That morning, Roberg flew in.
A broken heart.
It, well, of isolation, right? You know?
Well, it's an interesting thing because, I mean, the most vulnerable are obviously the very young, the very old, and the very sickly.
Right.
So now we know for a fact that if you have babies, that you don't look at them in their face and touch them, they die. They literally turn over, they face the wall, and stop living.
Yep.
Like, that is what happens to, and it's not like it's healthy for us. We just have so many cells in our body that they keep us alive even when we're not getting the social contact that we need.
Yep.
But, yeah, when you have people that have, you know, some difficulty staying alive, it's like cutting off blood to them.
Well, human beings, as a species, require interaction with other carbon-based life forms. You know, I mean, humans can survive, say, isolated in the wilderness, but generally they got to take on a pet of some kind, or they will die of isolation, of loneliness, of lack of touch, right? This has been proven by science repeatedly, so you know, I don't think I'm saying anything, you know, out of the ordinary here, but it is required. And so when the coronavirus thing, the government lockdowns first occurred, I started thinking about something that I used to do as a kid. One of the families I lived with was very religious, and around the holidays, they would take us Christmas caroling to the elderly, the old folks' homes, right? You know, you pick a day or go 2 days, you know, during the holidays, and you go and you sing. And you could tell that this was the highlight of some of these people's possibly even year.
Yep.
To have a bunch of people show up and sing some Christmas carols to them, you know, in front of their door, you know, as they stood there and listened to you. And, like, it would just, you know, they'd be beaming with energy and light and, you know, that kind of a thing. And so the first thing that occurred to me was, you know, and I'm not a religious man now, right? You know, so, like, I don't care about the religious aspect of it, but that had an impact on those people. And so, like, what's going to happen to these people now? They don't get that now, right? They're all locked down. You can't have a group of people come in and all start singing Christmas carolers in the old folks' home.
Yeah, I mean, these people who most of the connections that they've made in their life aren't there anymore. So they really need these few morsels that they've been getting. And now that's illegal.
Well, okay.
Immoral, maybe.
Yeah.
They're clearly doing it.
Yeah. No. I'm saying it's illegal for you to, near enough to illegal for you to have contact with these people that have so much difficulty having meaningful social lives at all.
Yeah. Continuing on, that morning, Roberg flew in from Wisconsin and met her brother in the parking lot of Copperfield Hill. Together, they walked into the entryway of the facility where they were temperature checked, and then they put on gowns, gloves, and face shields. A nurse finally brought them up to her father's floor and opened the door. Oh, wait a minute, she said, stopping short. I think he's gone.
Wow.
Roberg gasped when she saw her father's gaunt body lying on the bed. After 3 months of separation, she missed her only chance to see her father by minutes. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number if you'd like to comment on the elderly dying of isolation here on Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom at a discount. Go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom at a discount. Go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is spending the Sunday before the election in 5 different battleground states. He told supporters in Iowa that the choice in this election is between a lockdown and a recovery.
We're going to be booming. Could have the greatest year. Yeah, the best year we've ever had last year. We're going to have the best year next year. We're set for it. It's a choice between a deadly Biden lockdown. He wants the lockdown. We're never locking down.
At a Get Out the Vote event in Philadelphia, former Vice President Joe Biden told his supporters they have the power to change the administration.
In 2 days, we can put an end to a president that has failed to protect this nation. In 2 days, we can put an end to a presidency that fanned the flames of hate, poured gasoline on every opportunity he had all across this nation.
This is USA Radio News. The Texas Supreme Court has rejected a request to throw out more than 125,000 early votes cast at drive-through polling stations in Harris County. A handful of Republican activists and candidates had made the request to throw out the votes from the county that includes Houston, arguing that drive-through voting locations violated Texas law. The court denied that request without issuing an opinion. There is still a case in federal court making a similar argument that will be heard Monday morning in an emergency hearing. Two people are dead after an attack with a sword in Quebec, Canada. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Canadian police say a man dressed in medieval clothing who wielded a bladed weapon on Halloween went on a rampage, killing two and injuring five near the provincial legislature in Quebec City, Canada. The five injured victims were taken to a hospital, and a spokeswoman there said they did not appear to be in danger. The suspect, a man in his mid-20s, was arrested Saturday in connection with the attacks and taken to a hospital for evaluation, a police spokesperson said. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Everybody to Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And we've been talking about this article from NBC News that has started off talking about a gentleman named Chester Pesky, age 98, of the Copperfield Hill, well, we'll call it an old folks home for
retirement community.
Retirement community. Who died, arguably of isolation, not of COVID, but as a result of the lockdowns and the fact that he could have almost zero human contact. His death certificate actually listed the cause of death as the progression of Alzheimer's disease and, quote, social isolation / failure to thrive related to COVID-19 restrictions.
That's awesome. That could set up like a lawsuit down the line if you can hold someone responsible for causing that isolation.
I would think so. And we'll talk more about that in just a minute. But I wanted to let you know that Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform over at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or even meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. We can talk more about this story from NBC News, but first, Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Jerome calling from South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Trump train. Hey, choo-choo.
Yeah, right. Trump train, bite me. Hey, I just wanted to say, if this were a black Democrat, say like President Obama or maybe Kamala Harris that was president, with all this going on, 200,000 people dying, the economy tanking, calling people losers and suckers, saying I like to grab people by the grab and you know what, and when they kiss them and when you're a celebrity, they let you get away with it. I say, well, thank you, because the black community, we couldn't even show our face in public for supporting somebody like that, okay? You're talking about...
Well, I mean, officially, according to Biden, you're not black if you don't vote for him, so... I mean, if you're supporting Trump, you're not black, like, by definition. Isn't he the expert?
If this was a black man or a black woman that was president, with all this going on, you couldn't show your face in public.
Would you not support them as a black man if they said those things?
Hell no!
Would you have to come together and stick together?
Hell no!
So are you for voting as a group?
There's a lot of white people to support Trump after what he said, and he just keeps saying stuff like the doctors want people to die.
Jerome, why do you get so upset about whatever Trump says?
Because he's the president, and he needs to go.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah.
So is it that you expect a higher caliber of character from a president?
You're damn right I do.
Why on earth would you do that? I mean, these people are the worst people on earth. They steal the most money from the most people. They murder the most people. Like, these are the worst of the worst. Why are you... The difference is that Trump is upfront about these things. They're all like this. He just says it.
That doesn't make it any less bad. Okay?
I can't wait for President Biden to challenge Kim Jong-un to a push-up contest.
Hey, let me ask you
if I win the push-up contest, you have to deregulate your nukes.
Let Jerome ask his question. Go ahead, Jerome.
If you're a contest, you know what? No, you tell your guy, I want to invest my money with you. And he says, well, I'm a thief and a liar, but I still want to invest my money with you. What kind of goofball is that?
Hey, Jerome, do you have high blood pressure?
Yeah.
So I would guarantee, I'd almost guarantee, I can't actually guarantee.
But I take my medicine every day, though.
I'd almost guarantee that if you just turned off the television for like a month or so and stopped watching anything related to politics, particularly around the election, that you would see a dramatic decrease in your blood pressure.
How could I turn off the television for a whole month?
Well, by making a power button for yourself.
There's like a power button.
Sometimes you have to use a remote. But,
you could unplug it from the wall, too.
Ooh. I mean, I know this is a radical treatment option, but, might be life-saving for you.
Thanks for the call tonight, Jerome. We do appreciate it. Jerome is certainly upset about Trump every day of the week, or at least every time he calls here.
He calls in on Wednesday.
but we do enjoy his calls. Thank you, Jerome. Circling back to this article from NBC News, again, the death certificate listed the cause of death as progression of Alzheimer's disease and social isolation / failure to thrive related to COVID-19 restrictions. And that is interesting from a legal perspective as far as, like, litigation and stuff.
That might be the most interesting thing from a legal perspective.
Failure to thrive. Doesn't that just describe the entire world right now?
Well, right. With all of the restrictions, I really feel like everybody is failing to thrive. I believe that almost everybody's thrive level has been reduced by some form or another in some percentage, depending on what industry you work in or you do your business in, however you make your living and that kind of a thing. Everybody has been affected. I know I'm shopping a lot less. I'm buying less things. I'm going out to eat far less than I ever have before in my life. I can imagine that everybody else's life is impacted in some way with a reduction in their ability to thrive.
Well, okay, so you're probably right. However, those people that want to get ahead during this, right, are going to find a way to thrive in this environment. I forget the proper terminology, but I was listening to another personal development podcast,
mm-hmm.
and they basically described something similar as post-traumatic growth. right? A similar event that happens to two people, and some people get buried down into it, mm-hmm. and some people grow out of it. So what you need to figure out in your personal life is how can you grow, how can you thrive in this environment? Because imagine how far ahead you're going to be than everybody else on the other side of it.
Well, I wonder if you have any suggestions for all of the people who are losing their small businesses and losing their properties because their renters aren't paying rent and they can't kick them out. What would be your suggestion for how they could thrive in this situation?
Start a new business, make money on the side.
There are some,
the underground.
I know of some people that have started new businesses since the COVID lockdowns, and the ones that are doing anything that looks like success are selling PPE. They're selling masks, they're selling face shields,
they're selling the gloves. Those popped up right away.
You know, yeah. And I was just saying this the other day, I don't know if I said it on air, but the face masks have sort of, unfortunately for me, turned into the new T-shirt, right? Because mm-hmm. now you have band logos.
It's a form of self-expression.
Yeah, it's a form of advertising now, right? So, like, when you do go to some place and you don't have a mask, they're like, oh, here, we'll give you one. It's got their brand on it.
Try it on before you buy it.
You know, or I know that I saw a bunch of them on the social media for, like, I saw Iron Maiden face masks. I saw Metallica, you know, for the bands and that kind of thing, the entertainment industry. So, yeah, if you've got a brand, go ahead and make some masks and see if you can't either give them away or sell them because they seem to be the new T-shirt.
And you cannot do that on principle, right? You can be like, I'm against the mask and I'm not going to participate. Or you can just find your market and start selling to them, right? Like I'm for the most part anti-mask, anti-lockdown, anti-all that stuff.
Yep.
But sitting on my desk at work is like the brass carabiner, the no-touch carabiner, because I go like, well, there's enough people that want this.
If you're
so,
sitting
hey, boss,
on your desk, where do you write?
Sitting at my desk.
Oh, thank you.
At work. On my desk is this no-touch carabiner.
Just wondering about your posture, that's all.
Do you ride the carabiner to and from your desk?
No. But I sell it. I'm like, you know what? We got to get this thing in because there's going to be people who want this thing, and why not make money off of those people?
I thought you had like some sweet zip line set up, you know, to get from outside of your desk or something.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not a modified carabiner.
Do you have a zip line?
Do you have a zip line? 855-450-3733. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the live call-in talk radio program where you can take control of the air. That's right. You can join us here by dialing toll-free 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
We've been talking about this article from NBC News about elderly folks dying of social isolation as a result of the lockdowns that the government has mandated all across, well, the world, really. It is a global phenomenon that is going on for a disease that more than 99% of the people will not die from.
Well, it's not just that, 18 to 30 demographic committing suicide, or at least thinking about it, moving from 7% to 25%.
Right.
It's not just the young that are getting killed by this thing.
Right.
Well, and if you're a child of one of these elderly patients, at what point do you just go like, you know what, we've had enough, we're taking them home? Right. Get them out of that isolation environment as soon as possible.
Indeed.
So that they have the opportunity to thrive. And maybe early on you can say, well, this is only going to be for 2 weeks. We can ride it out. But this far into it, if you have an elderly family member in that environment, I would reconsider that environment.
We were talking about Mr. Pesky, who did die in Minneapolis in one of these elderly homes. Social isolation was listed as a contributing cause of death for at least 9 other Minnesotans, almost all long-term care residents, between June and September, according to state death records. No deaths in the previous 2 years cited social isolation as a cause. So, I mean, that's obviously a large percentage increase in the number of deaths from a thing
Sure.
that doesn't seem to have existed until this year.
Or late last year.
Yeah.
It's been close to a year now.
Well, I guess so, yeah.
It's already November.
One of the nurses who treated Pesky later described his deterioration as a burning candle with no oxygen left to draw air from. It was as if a light had gone out. He couldn't survive from being isolated. That's a description from one of his nurses. There is an unseen cost of the lockdowns. The effort to shield elderly, frail, and disabled residents from coronavirus has created another wrenching health crisis. The confinement meant to protect the most vulnerable is also threatening their lives. The isolation is robbing them of whatever good days they have left. It accelerates the aging process, Joshua Uy, associate professor at the University of Pennsylvania, said. You see increased falls, decreased strength, and the ability to ambulate. decreased ability to ambulate. You see acceleration of dementia because there's no rhythm to your day. There isn't a single part of a person's life that isn't affected. While there is no comprehensive tally of elderly people dying from causes linked to social isolation and confinement, evidence is mounting that restrictions related to COVID-19 are taking a toll on their health. According to a review of recent research interviews with medical experts and dozens of families across the country, the phenomena is far harder to track than the number of COVID-19 deaths linked to long care facilities. 84,000 as of early October, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, as it is unusual to list isolation as an official cause of death, but the harms are still real, experts say.
Or it used to be unusual. It's definitely more usual now.
It's certainly going to be far more usual now and in the future, as long as government decides to keep this crap up.
Is that part of the new normal?
Yeah, I was taking a look at another article on this, and it was saying that, so Minnesota specifically, as you pointed out, 2 years, zero. So zero for years. And now, Minnesota, 2,000 this year. So from zero people dying of this to 2,000 so far.
Well, it's just those crazy conspiracy theorists inflating the numbers, Lee.
Must be.
Confinement, social isolation, and the lack of external stimulation are also fueling cognitive decline and depression, which in turn increase the risk of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, etc., and so on, according to doctors at the University of California. Sometimes the doors to their rooms are open, and you can just see someone sitting in a chair with tears running down their face. Aronson, who is assisting San Francisco's response to the pandemic in long-term care facilities, said, "People ask me, is this the rest of my life? If so, I just don't want to go on."
I can see that, too.
So how many of these are people that it is a release to finally die of their isolation rather than be exposed to the void?
There is such a thing as giving up. A person can give up and then just sort of cause their own death without...
It's usually very difficult.
Yeah, but without actually...
Pretty close, yeah.
But without actually, like, you know, hanging yourself or shooting yourself, you know, the bad ways you think of committing suicide.
The will to live is very, very strong in humans.
While most states have begun allowing some form of routine in-person visit for long-term care facilities, the guidelines vary widely and many restrictions remain, not only to protect residents, but also vulnerable frontline staff members, many of whom are low-wage Black and Hispanic workers. Some states and facilities are only allowing limited indoor visits, and colder weather is already curtailing outdoor visits. Many nursing homes have resumed communal dining and group activities, but still require residents to remain distanced from one another. And a single case of the virus can put a facility back on the lockdown for weeks.
Just like everything else, it should be pro-choice, right? If you want to be in the communal dining room, go eat in the communal dining room.
Yep.
If you want to isolate in your care room, go isolate in your care room. And that should still be extended to those low-income, you know, minorities who have to work there.
Yeah.
If you don't want to work the communal dining room, then don't. If that means, you know, getting a different project to work on or a new job, perhaps. I mean, I don't want to go that far and say you don't deserve to work. Find a new task at the old folks home and help those people in isolation.
Yeah, because if it is left up to choice, you're going to have a variety of tasks. You're
Absolutely.
Going to have the in dining room tasks, or you're going to have meal delivery, right?
Absolutely.
So there you go. You could have those people who make those choices do those specific items, and then life could carry on.
And giving them those choices is another way for people to find a way to thrive in this environment.
Yeah, I mean, it's horrible enough that there were some governors who sent COVID patients into these nursing homes and elderly care facilities when the, quote, pandemic, unquote, first
That should carry came some on. Legal repercussions as well.
Oh, yeah, and nobody will go to jail for that.
Yeah.
It's a whole other thing now to see that the government lockdowns have created this situation where these elderly folks who, have some life left to live, aren't. They're becoming depressed, they're becoming isolated, and they're dying because of it, because of the lockdowns. If anybody should be allowed more freedom, I think it's these type of people.
Well, and since it's a government problem, in a couple of days, you get to voice your opinion and vote for whatever it is you think it's the right thing to do. Government creates a problem, vote your way out of it.
Remind me, which candidate is promising to end the lockdowns?
Trump more than Biden, or unless you want me to say
Did I miss a briefing? Because he hasn't said anything about ending this.
Well, during the debate, Biden was very clear during the last presidential debate that you have to get rid of the virus before you can open up the economy. And Trump said, we're going to open up the economy and find a way to live with the virus. So I don't. That,
it neither of those sound like say, we're I mean, going to not, end the lockdown.
Understood, it's not like they keep their promises anyway, but neither of them's even promising to, okay, we will end the lockdowns if we reach this metric. And whether it's a metric of time or of this many cases or this many deaths, just some kind of promise that you'll break later we're going to end this.
You guys know, and like we had a conversation earlier when we were before we came to the studio tonight, that I don't believe any of this is ending.
Right.
But the masks are going to continue. The lockdowns are going to continue. They're going to, you know, say something like, oh, well, it's flu season now, so we have to continue the, you know, our.
But the question was, who
since
said
we got
it?
Since we got Osama bin Laden, they took TSA out of the airports, right?
Nope.
Oh, is that not how this works?
The question was, who said it? And again, he may not have been quoted as saying, we're going to end the lockdown. Yeah. We're going to open the economy and learn to live with the virus. Sounds a lot more like open, like, you know, end the lockdown, than we're going to keep people locked down and extend it further and do a nationwide mask mandate.
But do you believe it?
No, I don't believe it, but that wasn't the question. The question
or
was,
it could equally
it?
Be, we're going to find ways to put all of our businesses online.
Could be.
I know I've done a whole lot more of online shopping since this whole thing has gone down. I would like to see a whole lot more of curbside pickup be implemented by businesses. So businesses, if you're listening, not everybody wants to don the frickin' mask when they shop at your place. And boy, it sure is convenient to go to a website, pick out what you want, and go, yeah, I'll be there at 4 o'clock tomorrow, and you got it all ready for me, and I show up, and I type in a little code on my app or my, you know, on my phone or whatever, and you bring the stuff out to my car. That's sweet.
I ordered two games for Best Buy. They said they would ship one. The other one I had to go and pick up. Silly enough, as it was, they just send them both. But no, I had to drive down there and pick one up curbside.
Weird.
It was weird.
855 450 free. That's 855-450-3733 is our toll free number if you'd like to join our conversation tonight. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up for you.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.